Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Let's talk.
John Brown.
Right then, we have reached the stage of the week that I know you all look forward to, because the international man of misery, the man who put the SOL or the SOB in the Costadel, we could call it the Costadel, but anyway. Indeed.
You're witchering.
I'm witchering. It's this time.
Life, don't talk to me about that.
You see, I haven't got your headphones on and the whole thing. You see, the thing is, you know that thing you said you thought you'd gone deaf because you couldn't hear? I used to have a very chunky cat, right, called Mandu, okay, and she was a big cat. And one morning, I woke up at like 3 a.m., and I could feel this incredible weight on my chest, and I was like, oh my goodness, that's it. My wild years have finally caught up with me. I'm having an attack of some sort, and then something went meow in the darkness, and it was the cat sitting on my chest. So okay. You thought you'd gone deaf.
I thought I'd gone deaf, so I didn't have my headphones on.
How are you?
I'm all right. I had 4 days in England.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, which...
Business pleasure?
A little bit of everything.
Snooker?
No snooker. It was quite interesting, really. Patty and I met 40 years ago.
You met 40 years ago?
Yeah, we met 40 years ago at the Savoy. In London, and we decided to go and look at the staircase that we met on.
You met on a staircase?
We met on a staircase, yes.
Can I just start playing the Simon Bates in the background? He was a humble bellboy.
Actually, I wasn't. I was in charge of security there.
What?
I was in charge of the security there. The function.
You were... Sorry.
It's a long story. I can't...
Okay, you can't possibly.
I can't... Yeah, it was Margaret Thatcher was there and lots of... And I'd organised the security for it that night. That's what I used to do.
That's the sound of my jaw. I mean, so basically, 00007, you were in charge of security at the Savoy for an event where the Prime Minister was.
Yeah, it's actually in her diary. You can Google it. It's in her diary. Anyway, so... I was.
Could you kill me with that pencil?
I could do roll that magazine. I could.
Can't supplement or sporting life. No,
Vogue's my favourite.
Vogue's your favourite. We should run a chart, though.
Cosmopolitan if it's a
no, foreign. No, exactly.
So we decided to go back. And Patty was at an event upstairs, and I was at an event downstairs, organised. And we passed each other on the stairs. Now, cut a long story short.
Did your eyes meet?
Yes, exactly that. And we had a little conversation. And 40 years later, we're still together. And we decided to go back to the Savoy to just go back and reminisce that lovely time that we met. And it was really good, and they were very nice to us. We went there. I got a pair of jeans and leather jacket, and they were sort of watching us walk round and asking us what we did. And when we explained, the manager came out and bought us a drink. It was lovely. So yeah, that was the main reason why we went to London. Then we went to catch up with some old friends.
Do you know what happened to me at the Savoy?
No, how do I know what happened to you?
Well, because you know my middle name. The American Bar.
Yeah.
Went in, and what must you always wear at the American Bar?
A jacket.
And also a tie. And what didn't I have?
You did either.
I had a jacket but no tie, and they have a selection of which are the worst ties.
Yeah, no, of course.
Some bands, so people can tell that you forgot to wear a tie at the American Bar.
Yeah, but they have jackets as well.
Oh, but I know, I was lucky I had a jacket.
My friend had the same problem with a jacket, and he's rather rotund.
Right.
Right, so he had this jacket. The only thing that did fit him was actually the tie. Anyway, so we went back. That was all part of the thing. So, okay, might as well start with the London trip. Let's go there.
Go on, how was that there, London?
It started off okay. The flight was okay, and then we'd hired a car. We decided to hire a car this time and have a little drive round. And I use one of the big companies, which I've done since 1998, which I'm a gold member and all this nonsense. and we booked a car to be picked up at the North Terminal.
Okay.
Because that's where we were flying in. I've got my reservation, and I've got the confirmation that the car's going to be at the North Terminal. As you know, these days I travel in a wheelchair, so there's someone pushing me from Gatwick Airport to the outside, about a quarter of a mile walk to the actual Hertz depot,
yeah,
north. Patty's pushing the suitcase, someone's pushing the wheelchair, and we get there and the Hertz office is closed. In fact, every office is closed.
What time were you arriving then?
4 o'clock in the afternoon. So anyway, so I'm now on the phone to Hertz. Where's my car? Where's the office? Oh, that office is closed. I said, but I've got a confirmation that I'm picking the car up from the North Terminal. Again, cutting the long story short, I'm arguing with him. I have to go back to the South Terminal. So now I have to go back to the North Terminal.
In a wheelchair.
Go make my way to get a train to the South Terminal.
Yeah.
Then walk all the way to the Hertz office, yeah, to pick up the car. So I go into the office to get the car, and I'm said that I'm not happy. Right. So she's gone, woo, okay. I've shown her all the documents, and straight away she's gone, okay, the best thing I can do here is to give you the best car available.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm loving that, aren't I?
Yeah.
What car is it? It's a 300 CE AMG Merc. Right.
What?
Okay, so I go outside and I look at this car, and my initial thing is, oh, that'll do. That's a nice car.
AMG?
But, yeah.
That's the German motorsport bit of it.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so I get in the car and I think, oh, this is okay. But now I'm sitting there looking at, well, which can only be called the cockpit. Right. Everything, I can't see or work out where anything is. And what then confuses me even more, there is a dial on there which says G-Force.
Right?
So I'm like, I can't get out of the car park. What am I worried about G-Force for? Anyway, so I'm still a bit excited and happy that they've upgraded me to this fantastic
car. To an AMG 300 Series Merc.
Because I do like it.
Yeah.
But then I realise it's 17 foot long.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm driving it.
How was the lady, by the way?
Oh, she's all right, but okay. She now can't see over the dashboard because she's pressed something on the button on the seat and it's reclined and she's sitting there with a, like, virtually stopping her legs from going up in the air and falling asleep. Anyway, I finally managed how to get it started. I can't find the gear stick. The gear stick is next to the windscreen wiper. It's nowhere.
That's handy.
Right. Anyway, it's just ridiculous. After I'm halfway driving it back to Reigate where I'm going, I realise that this is not such a great idea. This is not a brilliant, brilliant thing. And it gets worse because I decide to drive it into London.
Right. What could possibly go wrong?
Right, so I drive it into London and park it at the Savoy, but just leave it there all day. I then go to Selfridges and go whatever I've got to do, but I don't pick up the car till like 8 o'clock in the evening.
Right.
Right. So I said, because I said to him, is there, can I leave my, ask them if I could leave the car there. And they said, yeah, that was no problem. The valet service, they parked it on the pavement. Well, I came back, 40 quid. For parking.
Okay, right.
That's right. Plus the £30 for going from the Savoy to Selfridges in the taxi.
Right.
And the £20 cab. So it's cost me £100 plus the congestion charge to drive into London. So I'm down £115. But it's okay. It's my fault. But now I've got to drive back to Reigate from the West End.
So
I think it was probably 5 or 6 o'clock maybe I was there.
What bridge did you go over?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I think it might have been Waterloo. But
yeah, I think yes. So, yeah.
I was attacked by cyclists like you cannot believe. They've got their own cycle lanes, but they ignore them. They come at you from every, you think they're bad here, they come at you from every, they challenge you to hit them.
And I mean, of course,
it is a challenge.
You're in a big Mercedes, right. So they think you're
but any car, if you was in a Mini, if you was in a beat-up Fiat, Ford, or a Ford Fiat, whatever you're in, the cyclists want you to... Well, it is a challenge. please try and knock me off the bike so I can sue you. And of course, they're clipping cars. They've got no number plates as usual, no insurance, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, finally got back. I was really careful driving the car. I'm not a terrible driver. Even though I'm old, I can still drive, and I'm used to driving big cars.
Sure.
And I managed to drive it, and everything was fine. And I took it back on. I took it back to the North Terminal, which they'd given me some code to get into the gate, because although it was closed, I needed to get back to North Terminal. Anyway, cut a long story short again. I'm getting on the plane, and my phone beeps.
Yeah.
And I've got a charge come through from Hertz for £1,100.
Eh? £1,100?
For damage that I'd done to the car. So I said to Patty, did we damage the car?
What?
She said, no, we never damaged the car. But the other thing was, when they gave me the car, they usually give you a sheet, which is...
Yeah, they walk around, don't they?
I didn't have any of that. I hadn't signed for anything. I hadn't signed for any condition of the car. They just gave me the key. They walked away. I worked out how to drive it, and I drove it away. Never looked at the car. Never looked at the car when I took it back, because I didn't have to, because I just dropped it off. And they never inspected the car till 3 hours later.
So you're not met by somebody at the thing saying...
No, there's no one there. They just dropped the key in the thing. So I said to them, you can't charge me £1,100. Show me what damage I've done. And they showed me like something like 16 photographs of a dent on the wing, a dent somewhere else, and a scratch underneath, and something. I said, well, you think I've taken this
rent-a-wreck? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stock car racing.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, you're ridiculous. I mean, anyway... It gets better. So I then get onto Hertz on Twitter, and they answered very quickly, and they said, "Okay, well, let's look into this. We'll get back to you straight away." 5 minutes later, I get another message from Twitter from Hertz service or something, and they're saying, "Okay, we're sorry about this. We'll refund you the money straight away. Not to worry."
So had it gone out of your accounts then?
Yeah.
Wow.
They kept the deposit.
Oh,
they
right,
kept
okay, everything. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And by the way, I've got insurance anyway. So
yeah.
I've taken out a separate insurance policy. But the thing is, now I get this thing from Hertz Care. And this guy starts saying, okay, but we'll get this money back in your account straight away. All we need is your bank account details. Whatever. Anyway, again, this now turns out to be a guy from Kenya.
Yes.
I mean, you could write this stuff.
Right? Yes, indeed.
This guy from Kenya, who is now trying to get into my bank accounts and wants me to send him a photograph of my credit card.
That sounds interesting.
Which I do.
But you don't give him the three thingy.
I'm thinking that I'm talking to Hertz, because I've had a message from Hertz.
Oh.
And now I've got a continuation message from Hertz, right, giving me all the same details. But anyway,
yeah.
I then put it down and said, okay, before I did everything, I then just realised that it was a scam. And I said to him, I've just called the police. I reported you to the police. Right. And,
Okay.
And he then sent me back a message saying, you're lucky.
Ooh. Blimey.
So I managed to, that was the adventure of hiring a car.
So hang on a sec. But so, how did they get? I'm just trying to look at how they got your. How they would know?
No, they've seen. I've put a message on Twitter
saying
Hertz.
They've got to
saying Hertz. Can you get in touch with me? No one's answering the phone.
Wow.
Blah blah blah. And they come in as Hertz Care.
Of course.
I've already had a message from genuine
Hertz Care.
Right, from Hertz Care, which is the genuine one.
Yeah.
And then this other one slips into the direct messages.
Yeah, sure.
Saying, can you give me your phone number so we can speak to you directly about this?
Ah, okay.
I mean, I'm not a mug.
No, but
it's very slick.
That's very,
very
slick
very,
indeed.
Very, very slick.
By the way, whilst you're on it, while we're on that subject, listeners, there's a scam going around by the DGT saying you've got a fine. It'll come in as you put into your phone box, into your message.
messages. That is a scam. The trafficker do not send people messages on their phones. I've had one. Lots of friends have had one. So if you get that, just ignore it. Do not open the link, for goodness sake.
I mean, I'm pretty good with all that stuff, but it was so slick.
Yeah.
And it was only until they said, like, send us a picture of the back of the credit card.
Yeah.
But even so, I still cancelled the credit card.
Yeah,
and get a new one.
Yeah.
But he's actually sent back a message saying you're lucky.
Wow.
I mean, out of the cheek of it.
I had one saying that they were this, that, and the other, and I said, okay, fine, if you're legal, can you send me a picture of your ID, and it was a Spanish ID thing, because the number was from the Ivory Coast, and they said, oh, we have an office here, and then I said, okay, now show me a picture of you holding the ID, and that, of course, immediately off.
No, so all in all, it was pretty good.
Wow.
Haven't heard any more from Hertz. They paid back my deposit that I'd left. The car hire was only 160 quid for the 4 days. And I'd paid 500, which I hold for a full tank of petrol and this, that, and the other. But they returned all that. And I haven't heard yet any more about the damage which I caused, which was impossible. I'd know if I'd actually.
Yeah.
Hit something. It's got this, that, and the other. Anyway.
What's the acceleration like, by the way?
Off a shovel.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, because I've seen those.
It's got a G-force. It's actually got a dial next to the rev counter.
It's saying
G-force. So when you pull away, it actually tells you what the G-force is.
I did a road.
But not so much in the Strand.
Yeah, but still, when you get on the M25 and think...
Oxford Street. Yeah. No, but once you get on the M25... But it's just too... The car is... It didn't turn out to be like an enjoyable ride. I'd have been better off with just a nice saloon car, but it was too big. Trying to park it, I mean, it's 17 foot long.
I had an apartment in Hammersmith that was smaller than that.
right, so that's that.
Yeah.
The postal system in Spain.
Is there one?
Well, there isn't.
There's a guy on a motorbike who turns up here, a little scooter.
Yeah, Sarah's birthday, she's in Ibiza, Patty sends her a card 10 days before she gets there.
Yeah.
Right, doesn't arrive. Just doesn't arrive. Right, Sarah goes to the post office, they say, oh, yeah, no, your address is correct, everything, and that same afternoon, it arrives. So you can make up your own mind.
Exactly.
Trying to send something to England or receive a birthday card or a gift card or anything, just forget it. Do not send post to England if you actually want it to get there. Give it to someone who's going back to England and let them post it when it's there.
My sister sent me a postcard from Egypt to here. And I think she'd been back for about a month and a half by the time, you know. Anyway.
More England. Want to go about the waitress? Want to talk about the waitress? Yeah. So we decided we'd have a cup of coffee.
In England.
One of their... I mean, coffee is like... If you pay more than 150 or 180 for a cup of coffee, decent cup of coffee, you're being overcharged. So we go to this place. I think it's about £4 a cup. Sit down in this place. And the woman comes over and Patty says to her, do you do lactose-free milk? She says, yes.
Of course. Is there any other sort in England?
We do oat. Oat, we do...
What's it warm, not oat?
Oat, we do this, we do coconut, we do this. She said, no, I just want milk, lactose-free. She said, yeah, we do that. Okay. And I said, I just want a black coffee, decaf black coffee, and do you do toast and marmalade? She said, yes. So I said, fine. I'll have toast and marmalade, black coffee, and lactose-free, flat white, whatever.
Simple.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Would you like to order it by the QR code on the table? So I said, I don't do all that. I'm not aware of how to order coffee with a QR code with my phone. I just want a cup of coffee. She said, well, that's okay. She said, you can come over to the bar. And I'll take your order over there. Yeah, but you're standing here next to me, talking to me now. Right. Can't you take my order? No, not can't take your order. You've got to come over to the bar and get the coffee and order it over there. Okay. And you're sure you've got lactose? Well, I'm not sure whether it's lactose free. We definitely got oats and we definitely got coconut. We definitely got this milk and that milk.
Just a young person, a very young person.
But you can't take the order. No, you have to come over to the counter and I'll take the order over there. So I said, okay, thanks very much. This is not working for me. Got up and left. I just couldn't handle it. But what is it all about? You're standing there. We were the only people in there, by the way.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it wasn't like a busy...
It wasn't London, like... I could understand that there was 20 people queuing.
Right.
Patty and I were the only people in there, apart from another couple that were sitting in the corner chatting, not ordering anything. And otherwise, this place was empty. I mean, literally empty. And she would not take our order. We had to go and get our own... to order our food or do it on our phones when she's standing there talking to us, telling us how the system works.
You see, my thing is having been a victim of this, and I didn't do QRs either, every time I did something on a QR like that, I'm never sure if it's going to arrive my order because the waiter just looks at his phone and then walks off. He doesn't go, so that's a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And especially in beach bars down here, the number of times... You know, three items out of the four have arrived, and it's always not mine. And you have no idea what's... Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, so...
Yeah,
that was that.
Yeah.
Then I was watching TV.
Have you been keeping abreast of the political situation, Grubbs?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I was quite... Well, I thought it was incredibly... I've never seen anything like it. Was Trump bullying Zelensky. Like, it was like telling the kids off in front of their friends. I mean, what was that all about? And this J.D. Vance, I mean, how he didn't get up and give him a dig.
Well, it's the eyeliner, isn't it?
How do you talk to people, like anybody? Forget about whether it's Trump or... You can't talk to... That's a president of a country, right? Talking to another president of another country. Democratically voted for.
Yeah.
And he's just insulting him. That's just saying that you can't say this, you can't... I mean, surely those are conversations that are to be had in closed doors, you know, behind closed doors. They're not the sort of thing you put on the television. I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, you wouldn't talk to a junior member of staff, right, in front of the rest of the staff, and then what about in front of the rest of the world?
It'd be coming to my office, and everybody would sort of stand outside and try to look in through the boardroom keyhole, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but I mean, it's just so rude. And the man, I mean, I still don't understand. I mean, some of the things that Trump's doing is quite interesting, but he does come out with some great things. I mean, I saw him again doing something on talking about transgender mice. Did you see that?
My transgender mouse channel subscription has run out this week. What was happening in transgender mice?
Transgender mice would be that mice don't know whether they're men mice or women mice. That's what I would think. Except he's got it totally wrong.
Right.
Then they're not. They were never talking about transgender mice.
Right.
They were talking about transgenic mice.
Okay.
Transgenic mice.
Okay.
Right, which is still not very nice because that's the thing that they experiment on. So they give them cigarettes and makeup and...
That's very transgender to me, if you're honest. They start
have the coffee first and then a cigarette.
Exactly. And then Liza Minnelli tunes.
That's what they do, is the transgenic mice are the ones that are used for experiments. Nothing to do with being transgender. He's got it totally wrong.
Right.
100% completely off the thing.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with gender. It's to do with the experimentation. But he still goes on. And the problem is, people listen to that and believe it and think that this is what money's being spent on. So, you know,
it's... Identifying as a gerbil or as a hamster. I've got to put an ad break in before, otherwise we will suddenly cut off. So if you just... Can you bear with me for 1 second?
I've got nothing else to do.
That's fair enough.
This is Talk Radio Europe.
The thing, as they say in Blade Runner, I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Meanwhile, I'm joined by the international man of misery. But I'm going to be nice to him now, because not only has he been driving supercars through the Savoy, but I never knew that there was this secret agent side to... Yeah, it is. Come on, admit it now. You let that one slip. Come on. You are Batman, aren't you? Looking for a new Bond,
like,
you know.
No, like Rubin. Robin, I mean.
Robin. Rubin. Transgender mice. It's the way of the future, you know.
Yeah. So, where were we at?
Well, the thing about J.D. Vance is the fact that I thought he's like, if you know when you're having an argument or you're having a meeting with somebody and then Kevin from Bleeding Human Resources comes in, Or if you know, if you're having a conversation with somebody, a frank exchange, and then their mate starts going, "Yeah, and," you'd go, "Excuse me, this is between me and
I know, I just
me and Orange Boy."
It's just all wrong.
It's all wrong.
So anyway, I've got a tip for everybody.
Have you?
Yeah, in Spain, England, wherever you park, always try and park next to a car that's more expensive than yours.
Why is that then?
Well, because they do try and open the door without chipping their car. I mean, I've parked in car parks at the moment, and every time I come back, somebody's like banged the door. You just can't park far enough away. So that's a tip.
People in big cars also, they tend to park it in like the Scalextric, so they've got the white line in the middle of it. So
yeah,
they have to.
What else has happened to me? Survey. Got on a phone.
Oh, yeah.
After a helpline that hadn't done anything for me whatsoever. Absolutely nothing. And still,
how much of the poor person on the helpline gets you? You know,
is there anything else I can help you with? Haven't helped me with anything. Yeah, no, but is there anything else? It's been my pleasure trying to help you today, but you haven't helped me. You've done nothing. You've done absolutely nothing except aggravate me. And then, yes, the minute I put the phone down, the phone goes again. Would you like to take a survey?
Oh, yeah, that's all.
Sure, I'll take a survey. So the first thing I put in there is zero.
Right.
And the survey hangs up.
They can't deal with it anymore.
No, the survey hangs up. I gave them zero. So, yeah, that was pretty much England. It was good.
How long were you there for? A couple of days?
4 days.
That's the right amount of time.
There's plenty now.
Yeah.
Definitely couldn't afford to live there anymore.
No.
Not somewhere that I...
would want to live.
Want to live. It's all right to go back every few days. Went to...
Kilburn High Road is now a desirable street.
Yeah.
Can you... I mean, when I was there... Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, but, I my first house was in Forest Gate, and I paid $4,000 for it. And that house now is worth $750,000.
Anyway.
And I couldn't afford to pay the mortgage. It was £57 a month, and I couldn't afford to pay the mortgage.
Are you enjoying the weather when you got back?
No.
Okay.
No, no good at all.
No good at all?
No but good at all.
Motorhomes, they're all still...
Don't talk to me about motorhomes.
Well, I just did.
Well, I haven't got time. I've got 2 minutes.
I was down your part of the world in Los Bleachers and I saw loads of them, but I thought, oh, blimey, I was going to phone you.
Yeah, I don't mind it, but there and now they've started putting their sky dish up on the roof. I'm still convinced that they empty their waste into the sea. And why else would they need to park on the Paseo? And there's little groups of them. They're like little gangs of them.
They put it all on a circle. You know, they put it all on a circle when you rock up.
Yeah.
It's like the Indians. Yeah, go.
And did we talk about the rocket?
We didn't talk about the rocket.
The rocket.
We've only got 30 seconds left.
Okay, the rapidly unscheduled disassembly of the rocket.
What?
It blew up.
Ah, okay, fair enough. If people want to find more about you.
Nowhere, I'm hiding.
You're hiding, okay, fair enough, because you're in the internet.
I'm here every other week.
You are?
Or I'm on Twitter.
Yes.
Find me there.
Silver Fox.
I was going to start writing again, I think, and do a few articles for Euro Weekly News. Otherwise, I'll just... Find me in a local coffee bar or something.
All right. I'm back on tomorrow for Slice of Brand. News up next.
Online. Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.